Hello, New York, and welcome to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion here on AM 1230 WFAS. I am Roy G. Bruce, how are we doing today?
We're doing all right. Al Davis isn't doing all right. Unfortunately, one of the greatest guys in the history of the NFL passed away yesterday. And I got to tell you, as soon as he passed away, you couldn't get on Twitter. You literally couldn't get on Twitter. We're going to talk about Al briefly. We've got three games that aren't being played today, so you know we get to spend a little bit more time than we normally do on some games, which is fun. Of course, we've got a little 5-minute intermission for news at the halfway point in our show. But let's talk about Al Davis. I mean, he'd been coaching in college since 1950, and he was at Adelphi College in 50 and 51. Actually, coached the Army team at Fort Belvoir in Northern Virginia, which is in Alexandria. And if you're in Northern Virginia and you're listening to me online, he was at Fort Belvoir before I was born. So, and I'm not young.
Al Davis was a lot of places before you were born.
Let me tell you something. He was one of the most respected people in the history of sports. A lot of younger guys don't know him because they just think he's a crazy old man. And he was kind of a recluse. He kind of hung out on his own. He had his circle of people that he talked to. But if you ever played for this guy or if you ever worked for this guy, you knew where you stood with him 24/7. He didn't play around, and the NFL hated him. And the reason the NFL hated him, and I don't care what you hear, management, the NFL management didn't like him because, you know, after he ended up becoming general manager and 10% partner of the Oakland Raiders back in the early 60s, he ended up suing the league in 1980 because he wanted to move the team from Oakland to Los Angeles. Now, the league's still trying to get a team in L.A., so, I mean, he was way ahead of his time. It didn't work out, for him. Didn't really work out for the Los Angeles Raiders anyway. And I got to tell you, one of the reasons it didn't is because it's California.
Well, in L.A.
It's the same reason that nobody goes to see the Padres play, even when they were winning. It's California. They go to the beach.
In L.A., though, he did set a kind of a national trend with the black jerseys.
Absolutely.
And the black hats. You saw a lot of baseball teams go to black. A lot of basketball teams go to black. The L.A. Kings started to pick up.
He constantly wore black. And you know what? He wasn't even fat. You know?
No.
And listen, you fat people out there, and I'm one of them. Wear black. You look good in black.
You look slimming.
And don't tuck your shirt tail in, for crying out loud. Let it hang out. Anyway, listen, he ended up winning that lawsuit. They filed an injunction. They blocked his move in 1980. 2 years later, he wins a lawsuit, I think, in district court, federal. And, the way that baseball and the way that football are able to kind of do what they do anytime they want is because they have antitrust exemptions. And he won a lawsuit in 1982. And I'm going to tell you, that precedent right there is extremely instrumental for all owners, because all owners, if they want to, can probably move their teams if they can, prove they have a good reason to. And I got to tell you, Al Davis was like that. Another great thing about Al Davis, Roy, just because, Roy's 25. I mean, he knows, as much stuff about sports as a 55-year-old. But I got to tell you, he probably thought Al Davis was just this,
Well, Al Davis, my generation kind of sees the Al Davis that was crazy, that drafts nothing but speed, and the bad Raiders.
Yeah.
When really the Raiders are a historically great football franchise, and they've, they beat up a lot of people, and the black hole, or whatever you want to call it, was a crazy place to play, and Al Davis created that.
Yeah, he was one of the first guys to stretch the field in pro ball. In pro ball, for years, they ran the ball. I mean, they ran the ball a lot. The forward pass didn't even really get popular in pro football till the 40s and 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. And now look what we do.
We probably throw
60 to 65% of the time most offenses in the NFL. But anyway,
a big thing.
Everybody, hey, go ahead.
Well, the big thing with Al Davis is that he changed not only stretching the field, but he changed the special teams part of the game when he drafted Ray Guy.
Yeah, he did. He drafted him in the first round,
which everyone thought he was crazy. Yeah, he went in the first round, a punter in the first round. Everyone thought he was crazy, but this guy, he changed the way we punted.
He averaged over 50 yards a punt for 2 or 3 years in a row, and he was always in the high 40s. And nobody ever returned his punts because they were like a mile high.
And nobody punted. Nobody had a
just like where Tim Tebow plays, Mile High Stadium.
That's right, Tim Tebow.
The new miles. And let me tell you, I just saw something come off. Did you know that if Tim Tebow pitched the next game of the World Series,
it'd be a no-hitter?
No, but they'd be favored. It'd be like 140-1 as a favorite. I mean, I just saw that.
It wouldn't be fair if Tim Tebow pitched for anybody.
Oh, it's just ridiculous anyway.
He has Jesus' arm.
Hey, I'm Bruce Hall.
I'm Roy G.
And this is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Let's get started on these games. We got a great group of games. And by the way, just to give you some information about weather, the only place that it's going to be a problem, and I don't think I even talked about this yet. Correct me if I have, and if I have, you need to hear it again. The only problem the weather's going to be is in Jacksonville today. In Jacksonville, the weather isn't the only problem they're going to have. I personally think that, and we'll talk about that game here shortly, but I personally think that they need to either put up or shut up. I have no idea why they gave it. I like Jack Del Rio. He looks like a male model.
The Jacksonville Maurice Jones-Drews, is that who we're talking about?
Yeah, the Jacksonville Maurice Jones-Drews. What happens if that guy goes down?
Then they change the
What name. Happens if he's late? To a game.
They're screwed. That's the only player they have.
I know.
I'm pretty sure they cloned him and put 22 Maurice Jones-Drews on the field.
I tell you, what a great kid he is, too. Some great stories about him and his grandfather.
How
and,
great know. He is to my fantasy team as well.
Oh, you're one of those freaks, aren't you?
I am one of those guys.
I love it. I love it. This is Bruce Hall. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're going to get started right now. What's the first game, Roy?
The first game is the Buffalo Bills.
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
+3 over the Philadelphia How do you spell it? Dude,
don't even try.
Philly don't even know how to spell Eagles
these
days.
They don't even try in Philly, but you just did like with 3 million people listening
now,
to
I mean,
you.
I was kind of a joke, kind of.
Roy was a when communication the field, major in college. He took no math classes.
When they left the field last game, when they were losing, it was reported that the crowd was yelling, "Let's go Phillies" the entire time. So they don't even care about the Eagles.
Well, first of all, it's Philly, right? And if it's Philly, they don't care about anything when they're losing.
No.
Except for having a few cocktails and beers and throwing stuff at people. I mean, that's basically what they do in Philly. With all due respect,
there's a jail in the stadium. Isn't there a jail in the stadium?
Well, no. Well, they had a magistrate. They had so many people getting locked up in the old veteran stadium that they put a magistrate in an office and a holding cell in the stadium. That's true. Now, whether they do that at the link or not, I couldn't tell you, but I'm pretty sure
that was the vet,
that
right?
The same people that were going to the vet are now going to the link.
Yeah.
So, and I got to tell you, I told you my story about the World Series last year, about the playoff, the championship series in Philly.
Yeah.
I left early. Why?
Because it was crazy.
I was going to get killed. I went to the bathroom, didn't think I was going to make it out of there because I had a Uribe jersey on. And all the people from near Philly are going, "What the heck was this guy doing wearing a Uribe jersey?" Look, I don't care what people say. I don't care how many F-bombs they drop at me. Just don't touch me or I'll go crazy. This is Bruce Hall. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're going to probably take Buffalo here, and I'll tell you why I'm taking Buffalo. Number one, why are they a 3-point underdog? That's ridiculous. You know what? When I did this, you know, Sunday night, when I did all of my handicapping and I set my own lines, I had Buffalo as a 3.5-point favorite. Now, doesn't that sound more accurate than Philly being favored by 3?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean,
Philly can't right now. They're terrible.
Whoever's making the lines is still stuck. They didn't listen to Mike Vick say that the dream team is done. And they still believe in this 1-3 team, which Andy Reid has never lost 4 in a row.
Let me tell you something.
So we have something there.
No, you're true. He hasn't, but he's never had a team this bad that I can remember in a long time. Now, I went out on a limb this week on Twitter, and I said that I thought that the NFC East, and it's very similar to the West, too, they could have 4 teams, 8-8. It could come down to tiebreakers to see who goes to the playoffs in the NFC East. Now, that's Washington, that's Dallas, that's New York and Philly. They could all be 8-8 because right now the Giants, who I happen to think a lot of, as you know, and I'm sure a lot of people listening to us in Westchester like the Giants. Go Giants, man.
They look good.
They have the same type team they had when they won the Super Bowl.
They're fighters.
Except they've won more games to this point, right? They're 3-1.
Yeah, they're three and one. They were 0-3 this season.
Absolutely. Now Dallas, you know, the Dallas fans will tell you they could be 4-0. Well, you know, what are you? You're 2-2.
They could, and they could also be 0-4.
Yeah, and you got Tony Romo, and you know, as long as you've got a lead in the fourth quarter, everybody's got a chance. That's the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take Buffalo in this game. You know, they really don't have any guys out. Injuries have been pretty good to Buffalo. There's going to be some points scored in this game. Philadelphia has got some problems on the offensive side of the ball, and they've got some problems on the defensive side of the ball. We're going to take Buffalo. We're going to take them for 4 stars. 4 is like a medium to good play. You know, 5's my top. If I go double 5, if I tell you it's my NFC pick of the week or year, you know, you can go to 7 or 8 on that, sometimes even 10. I will tell you when it's a 10-star play. So you got to listen to me. Also, nhbowl.com, nhbowl, B-O-W-L.com. If you want to catch up with how I'm doing, I actually got my name in there just because I'm a few points on top in regular plays. I got last week I was 4-2 in regular plays, 0-3 in totals.
Nice.
So I'm coming back hard this week.
We're crushing
this
week.
Well, I got to tell you something. I saw a flag come out of nowhere last week in the Raider game. No.
So who picked this game? Did Bruce take this flag?
No, but listen to me. No. The flag came out. I was ecstatic because it was pass interference in the end zone. Raiders were going to get the ball on the 1 yard line. Roy.
That's the second week in a row.
A referee came up to the other referee that threw the flag, the head linesman, and whispered in his ear. Next thing I know, he's picking the flag up going, oh, there was no flag on the play. Guess what? They didn't score.
Yeah.
And that under ended up being just 1 score under. Over.
Over.
I mean,
they're
that over ended up being an under.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you see those things, and you know, look, well, I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Was it the Bears game?
Oh, yeah.
With the fake punt? That was 2 weeks ago, right?
Well, let me tell you something.
Or the fake punt return, I should say.
I spoke to the Chicago special teams coach in a very political way, and he answered all the questions correctly. Guy's name is Dave Tobe. Great special teams player. As a matter of fact, they've got great special teams. If they didn't have Devin Hester and special teams, the Bears would really suck. But I talked to Dave Tobe, and Dave Tobe is a wonderful guy. And I basically said, Dave, what was the deal with that thing? Because I saw that. Not only was it a design play, no one was going to block because there was no reason to block because all everybody did was go to one side of the field, pretend like Devin was getting the ball, and everybody except two players on the entire field were surrounding Devin Hester. The ball ended up bouncing to the other side of the field. Guy picked it up, ran uncontested in the end zone. Out of nowhere, flags is thrown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He probably didn't know what to do. He just threw a flag and was like, "Something went wrong there.
Something's wrong here. Maybe someone called timeout and I didn't hear it." This is Bruce Hall. I got Roy G here next to me, Roy Edwards, and we're talking football. We've already got Buffalo. What's the next game, Roy?
The next game is the New Orleans Saints -6.5 over the Carolina Panthers.
Listen, if you can't watch this game, make sure you TiVo it somehow. Because I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be one of the most exciting games of the day. New Orleans probably has the better team. You know, obviously, they're
probably.
Well, yeah, but you know what? They're not that much better on the offensive side of the ball. They're fairly even. Defensively, New Orleans has got a much better defense. They're better coached, for sure. Carolina just has too many missing pieces. Plus, they lost Beeson, and they've lost two other guys on the defensive side of the ball. They don't tackle. They just don't. But it makes for very exciting football because everybody gets to see Cam Newton try to bring his team back.
Who is the
They should have beat the Bears last week. You saw that game.
Yeah.
He got hosed 2 or 3 times with calls.
Cam Newton is still the leading rusher for the Carolina Panthers.
Well, you know what? He is their red zone guy to go to.
Yeah.
You know what he does? Takes a snap, takes 2 steps back, quarterback draw, fullback, touchdown.
You know who also would be able to do that? The Denver Broncos with Tim Tebow.
Well, you know what? Tim Tebow could do that. But Tim Tebow has a history of headaches. He has had concussions. And listen, he's kind of goofy enough, don't you think? So we don't really want him. Look, he's a quarterback and a starting pitcher in the National League. That's what he is.
Yeah.
And that's all he needs to even worry about. All right? So let's, you know, I'm looking at this game. The total has come down from 52 to 51. Are they going to score points in this game? At Carolina, there's no monsoon like 2 weeks ago. Remember the monsoon
mm-hmm.
when we took the over? in that game.
And it was 5-2 at the end of the first half.
People call me, go, are you looking at this? I go, look, it said sunny and 70. What am I supposed to do? And from now on, I'm calling a buddy in Charlotte. But I'm going to tell you right now, this is going over. This might go over at halftime. It really will. This is going to be a 38-31 ball game. And I'm pretty sure New Orleans is going to win the game, but I'm not releasing the Saints. I'm not. They've got guys out. They're missing their starting center, who used to be Chicago's center. They're missing an offensive tackle. They still got their three running backs. Boy, I tell you, those are three of the best running backs you can have. I was reading something about Pierre this week. I mean, this guy's unbelievable. They've got my favorite offensive weapon in the league, Darren Sproles, who Norv Turner didn't want anymore, evidently. Because, you know, Norv
gets rid of the best run. Michael the Burner Turner, does that ring a bell in San Diego?
Wasn't LaDainian Tomlinson?
LT, yeah. Darren Sproles.
Yeah, they just didn't want to. I guess they don't want to pay these guys. Maybe, you know, Norv, they've got these receivers, but their receivers are always on the DL. DL, what am I talking about? They're always on the injury report. They're always out.
Or wanting new contracts and holding out.
Yeah, which their number one did, and he hadn't done anything yet.
No.
He hasn't done anything. Do you have him on your fantasy team?
I shy away from the Chargers. I don't have a single Charger. I had the kicker, and then he got hurt.
What did you learn from me this year? What is Norv Turner like, Roy?
He likes being number one in
he likes stats.
In stats.
Hey, I called you this week when I saw a stat. You remember that?
Yes.
I called you this week. I saw a stat. I go, Roy, turn on NFL Network. You're not going to believe this.
That's his
press
conference.
They're number one in this, and it means nothing.
His press conference consists of him reading off the stats.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw.
Please don't fire me. I'm leading in this. I'm leading in that.
We're averaging 7 yards per fake
punt.
You know, so
have you noticed?
Who else does that?
Have you noticed? Look, I know I'm getting off. I'm getting off of New Orleans, Carolina right here.
That's okay.
But let me just say something. San Diego, their wins have come off of three teams that have a combined 1-11 record. Yeah, Norv, that's great. When you play somebody good, what's going to happen? They're going to choke like dogs. I'm Bruce Hall. This is WFAS AM 1230 in Westchester, New York. And if you're listening to me in Connecticut, send me a tweet. If you're listening to me in North Jersey, send me a tweet. If you're listening to me anywhere on the island of Manhattan, send me a tweet. And if you're listening to me in Brooklyn, send me a tweet. I want to find out who's hearing us.
Hello,
I got to find out who's hearing us. My daughter Erin lives in Brooklyn. She loves it up there. You know, I gave her 2 years. She's been there like 12 years. She loves it there.
I give you 2 years in Brooklyn.
You know, I love New York, but I'm good for a week, and I got to get out of there.
I've never been to New York.
Get claustrophobic, and knowing I'm on an island that at any time I can just get stuck there, I got a problem.
I love
Hawaii.
The city.
Maybe not such a problem.
Well, who really wants to leave Hawaii?
I don't even like Bermuda. I won't go to Bermuda because it's too small.
The greatest place in the world is Saint Martin.
I went on my honeymoon.
I love Saint Martin.
I went on my honeymoon, the Dutch side.
Yeah, that's where you got to go. You go to the French side, you're picking goats out of here.
All right, let me give these fans that are listening. The play, 5 stars over New Orleans, Carolina. 5 stars.
That
means don't be shy with the play.
2 games in, we're already
having
5 stars.
Yeah, we got. Oh, and by the way, we're taking Buffalo, and we're also taking the over in the Buffalo game, 52 points. That's only for 4 stars.
That's okay.
Only for
four stars.
We're taking
only
Buffalo for 4, Philly for 4.
So we got a 4-star and a 5-star.
Yep.
Now let's hit the next game, which is Houston -5 over the Oakland Raiders.
Now listen. Oakland is going to be ready to play.
Now, I had Houston until about last night.
You know,
and now I'm on the
Oakland. I almost scratched them myself, but I got to tell you something. It's indoors. I have them rated as a good team, which they are. I got Oakland as an okay. They're okay. They're rated okay. You know what I really like in this game? The over. Because you know daggone well that in Mr. Davis's, on his behalf, they're going to be firing that ball down the field.
Oh, yeah.
And Jason Campbell, he doesn't do a lot great, but no. He can fire the ball down the field.
And he's got fast enough receivers that
and
they
he's
can
only
make
been
his
sacked.
Bad throws look half decent.
Roy, he must feel like he died and went to heaven, like Al.
He spent
and
his
hopefully
last,
Al is in heaven because he's a good guy.
He did spend his last 5 years in Washington on his back.
On his back, getting beat up. He's been sacked in the first 4 games twice. If you know anything about Jason Campbell, that just doesn't happen. And that means that the offensive line for the Oakland Raiders is not only blocking for Darren McFadden, but they're protecting
Jason Cannon.
I almost said Garrett.
Don't say that.
He was a horrible quarterback, by the way. Although he had a 120 rating in a playoff game, and that was, I think that he said to Jerry Jones at that exact time, "Hey, look, if I bring you back in this game and we win and we go to the Super Bowl, can I have a head coaching job here one day?" And Jerry just said, "Sure."
Yeah, whatever, dude.
Never thought anything was going to happen. I'm Bruce Hall. I'm talking to Roy G.
Now listen to this real quick. Darren McFadden, 468 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns.
6.2 yards a carry, right?
Jason Campbell, 928 yards and 4 touchdowns. Do you think they run the ball much? I mean, jeez.
You know what? This is the old Redskin
Who's
way.
Who's going to end up with more yards this year, Darren McFadden or Jason Campbell?
I'm going to go with Jason Campbell.
This is, of course, it's a smart play, but this is ridiculous, man. Almost 500 yards rushing. He has more than half of Jason Campbell's yards. And then you look at the Texans, the other side, the leading rusher for the Texans, Tate, 321 yards and a touchdown. Not going to play today because Arian Foster's back.
Yeah, but they're both going to play.
Well,
Tate's
a little. He's been nursing.
So how did Foster look last week? Did you activate him?
I did.
Well, you needed to.
Of course I did.
How many carries did he have? Did he have 30 carries? He had 155 yards.
He tore him up. He tore up.
Let me tell you something. That's a football team, and you know now I know why they brought Kubiak back, and now they've got a defensive coordinator that actually understands that. What they're trying to do is actually keep the opposing team from scoring.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Now,
that was one of the totals I got beat up on last week, but you know what it showed me? It showed me that they can win the close, low-scoring game, too, because they can run the ball and they can control the agenda of the game and the clock. And I love that about them. I really do.
And Ben Tate is he's questionable today with a groin injury.
Yeah, you know what? He's probably not going to need to. Well, their number three is probably a pretty good kid too, knowing the way they draft.
Well, Derek Ward is questionable today.
Yeah, well, he's been hurt all year. But you know what? He's got to be better by now.
But Arian Foster's good to go. And they let Steve Slayton go. He's gone. He's no longer a Texan.
You know, Steve Slayton, he's probably going to end up in Canada because he could have been a good Canadian quarterback with the wide field anyway. I thought that's where he was going to end up playing.
He got picked up by the Dolphins, and I don't know if they released him or not.
Well, you know what they want? Everybody's given him a shot kind of and looked at him as a possible receiver, like a slot receiver, but he runs like a 4.6. He's lost some speed. I tell you what, at West Virginia, he ran better than a 4.6.
I love Steve Slayton.
He's a great ball player.
I'm a W kid.
Can I tell you what? I'd love to see the Redskins pick him up and just keep him for special teams.
Why not? Why not?
I'm Bruce Hall. I'm talking to Roy G.
Yes, sir.
Roy, tell him about this wonderful game. We're going to talk about the next game.
The next game.
And by the way, we're taking Houston.
And even though Andre Johnson's out, we're still taking Houston.
Yeah, we're taking him. You know why? Because they've got a tight end and another receiver, in my opinion, that's going to catch the ball. You know, he's going to get – I'm trying to think what the guy's name is, Jacoby Jones. Jacoby Jones, last time Andre was out, caught 10 passes, I want to say, for 130 yards and a touchdown. Owen Daniels, the tight end, activate him. Listen to what I'm telling you. He's going to have man coverage. That's a joke. He's like a wide receiver that's a little bigger.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
I love Owen Daniels.
And he's one of Schaub's favorite targets. He loves that guy. And listen, they're very similar the way they go down the field, in my opinion, to the New England Patriots. They throw to their tight ends. They love their tight ends.
Matt Schaub is a great quarterback.
Listen,
he's not on a lot of people's radar, but that guy slings the ball.
They're finding out that these safeties that are basically, you know, 5'11", 6'6", 205, 210, aren't big enough to cover 250, 260-pound guys that are athletes. And that's the truth.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to watch something fun, you watch the New England Patriots later today. That's going to be unbelievable.
He slings the ball. What's his name? Tom whatever his name?
Bradwell.
Yeah. Let's move on to the next
Prodosky.
Game. That is the Indianapolis Colts -3 over the Kansas City Who Plays For Us Anymore Chiefs.
Hey, can I tell you what? You know, Kansas City 10-6 last year, Indianapolis 14-2, right? 14-2 last year.
Mm-hmm.
They have a combined record this year of 1-7. You know, the Colts are trying, but I can't remember who said it last week. Might have been Peyton in an interview, but basically they're playing with practice squad guys on the offensive line. Now, I got to tell you, they're not doing a terrible job when they're run blocking, but they are having a hard time protecting quarterbacks. And so Peyton says, start Curtis Painter. You got to start him. So he starts and breaks Peyton's 12-year-old record or however for the longest touchdown pass ever. I don't think Peyton had that in mind. But having said that, I think Peyton will just give him – he'll come back and probably start throwing deep from the 10.
First game when Peyton's back. We're going to go deep here.
You know, I can't – every time I see an Indianapolis press conference, everybody looks so confused. Look, you just don't have the players, and you don't have Peyton Manning. What are you confused about?
Yeah.
We
don't know what to do when Peyton's not telling us what to do. So.
Yeah, the Andrew Luck sweepstakes. I got to tell you something,
man. Think Peyton would let him do that?
You know what?
Peyton Manning didn't even let him go after a quarterback in the offseason until he knew that he was having
surgery. Let me ask you this about – let's talk about Andrew Luck just for a second, even though we're getting a little bit off.
Well, we might really not be that off with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Indianapolis Colts because both of these teams could be the front runners for Andrew Luck.
Let me tell you something. Do you remember what Eli did? And Eli Manning isn't the greatest
quarterback. He said, I don't want to play for the Chargers.
Yeah, well, what happens if, think about this for a second, it's not going to be the Colts because they're not going to draft him. It's not going to be the Colts.
I don't think so.
There's no way. It's not going to be the Colts.
The Dolphins is the other crap team out there.
Absolutely. If he decides he doesn't want to go somewhere, guess what?
He's not going.
He ain't going there.
He's not.
And you know what? They'll do whatever they got to do. And I'm just trying to figure out. I mean,
and they're not going to. They can't pay rookies a gajillion dollars.
He might say no to Miami. I mean, maybe he just no speak the Espanol and just don't want to go down to South Beach, man.
Yeah, but the weather is very nice down there.
Oh yeah, it is kind of nice. And they do have strip clubs. But he's a Stanford boy. Yeah. I'm Bruce Hall. Let's go to the next game. We're passing, as you can tell, on the Kansas City.
The next game is the Jacksonville Maurice Jones-Drews over the Cincinnati Bengals.
The only reason I'm taking Cincinnati, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this game when we get back, because there's really some interesting stuff going on. Mm-hmm. The Bengals have a good team. I mean, the Bengals have a good football team. Seriously, they do. I mean, all you have to do is look and see who they've played and talk about it. But Jacksonville, they're going nowhere. Now, yeah, they got Maurice Jones-Drew, but they got nothing. You know, their defense is okay.
If that.
Yeah, but Cincinnati's a much better team. This is a pick. And, you know, Jacksonville is not a field where they have home field advantage. I mean, it's not like the fans get super loud. There's probably just as many old Bengal fans in that stadium as there are Jacksonville
Jaguars. And Jacksonville is actually favored here, -2.5, which...
No, actually it's a pick now.
Is it a pick now?
It's a pick. It's been bet down to a pick, which means that's how hard people are betting on Cincinnati. Cincinnati is the pick here. It's the pick. Jacksonville's got the money line.
I have Cincinnati. I don't blame you.
I mean, you know, it's a pick game. Cincinnati has a possibility. I mean, think about it right now. The Jets, I mean, you know, there's a lot of AFC teams that aren't going to be there this year. The Bengals might end up getting to the playoffs somehow if they can win 10 games.
If there was no Cam Newton, all the talk would be about Andy Dalton.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And Andy Dalton, let me tell you something. He's had two phenomenal games, two not so good games. I think he's going to have a pretty decent game because he's up against another rookie, Blaine Gabbert, who then those guys went everywhere together in the offseason, when you remember?
Yeah.
You know, before the draft and all that, they were going, you know, they went to the combine together. These guys all know each other.
That's right. All right, so on the other side, we're going to be talking about the Vikings-Arizona game. Of course, we're going to get in all the other games. This is AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Bruce, send us out.
Hey, listen. Raise a glass right now. Take a shot for Al Davis. He deserves it. This is Bruce Hall. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. 1230 AM, WFAS.
This is AM 1230 WFAS. Bruce Hall, Second Opinion. I'm Roy G, and we're on the other side here. And we promised you that we would talk about the Vikings-Arizona game here on the other side. So, Bruce, give me everything you got about this game.
We don't care. We really don't care. All we know about this game, honestly, is I wanted the Vikings all week, and I just couldn't do it. That's kind of like walking across the handrail on a bridge. It's like 200 feet up off the ground. What's the point? You're going to get hurt. So I'm passing on it. Christian Ponder lays in wait, because if Donovan McNabb doesn't bring out a W at home against the not too well-traveled Arizona Cardinals, it's over. So let's go to the next game. I don't even want to talk about that. If you want to play that game, more power to you. But if you're going to play the game, you got to take the Vikings. You got to, because
I picked Arizona.
You just got to.
I took Arizona.
All right, let's talk about the Giants, because this is, you know, we got a lot of listeners love the Giants.
The New York football Giants.
Love the Giants.
-9.5 over Seattle.
I love the New York baseball Giants in San Francisco, too. It's a trap. And the reason it's a trap, look, I love, you know, I've gone on the record all week. And by the way, you can go to me at Bruce Hall Sports on Twitter anytime you want, at Bruce Hall Sports. You can send me an email. You can send me an email at at brucehallsports.com. And you can go to the website, brucehallsports.com. That's one of the best ways to get a hold of me. I've gone on the record saying that this is very similar, this Giant team, to the team that went to the Super Bowl. I think that, honestly, I think that the East is probably
weak.
It's
not the NFC West.
But it's the Giants. It's the Giants championship to win if they do everything mostly right. But I don't like this game, and only with the points. You know, I think the Giants are going to win the game, but I think it's going to be like a 3 or 4 point game. I just don't think it's going to be, you know, a 10, 14-point game. Seattle's got a good defense. Brandon Jacobs is not playing today. He's
doubtful.
Yeah, but he's not going to play, is what my sources tell me. You know, they're, which means a heavy dose of Ahmad Bradshaw. Well, Ahmad Bradshaw usually does a pretty good job, but it also means that they're probably – the defense, Seattle, is probably just going to try to keep everything in front of them. And, you know, if the Giants let Seattle hang around long enough, you know, they're liable. They got Marshawn Lynch. I mean, this guy can run the football. He really can. And there's still some guys dinged up on the defensive side of the ball for the Giants. I'm just going to leave the game alone. I'm just not comfortable with it. You'll get that anywhere from 9.5 to 11 probably anywhere. That's just too many points for me. The Giants are a road warrior team. I love them on the road. They when they won the Super Bowl, they were 8-0 on the road. You know, and they won on the road in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And last time I checked, the Super Bowl they won was in Arizona, and that was like a road game too. So they're very comfortable. When they are
almost more comfortable on the road.
Well, you know what that comes down to, in my opinion.
The New York media, maybe?
Maybe slightly, but I think it's pressure. But I think it could be a lot of pressure. You know, when you're at home, you got to have tickets for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these guys are worried about tickets. I know, because I'm in the ticket business. I have been for 30 years. And I'm on my way out of the ticket business, getting into communications. But the point is that I'd have NFL players calling me on Sunday looking for tickets.
You hear about that all the time, where coaches say, I'd almost rather play on the road in a big game because I don't have to worry about the 25 family members that are calling me wanting tickets and housing and everything
like
that.
They've also got, you know what else, Roy? They've also got them all in a hotel. They're all eating together. I mean, it's more like kind of a, you know, like a camaraderie on the road. You know, it's like us against the world. Anyway, we're going to pass on this game. What's the next game?
The next game is Tennessee +3. At the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And by the way, I just wanted to point this out. In that Bengal-Jaguar game that you know, I told you the Bengals was the side to be on, I've got the Bengals rated as an okay plus, which is a pretty good rating. I got the Jaguars. There's a big S with a circle around it, and it doesn't stand for Superman. It stands for suck, okay? The Jaguars are not – they're a suck team. They're one of about 6 or 7 in the league. And I'm getting ready to discuss another suck team. And for you people in black and gold – that go into everybody else's stadiums raising hell, and you are the best fans. You are. You're the best fans in the league. You go everywhere. You're totally different than Dallas Cowboy fans, because Dallas Cowboy fans are just a bunch of front runners that are everywhere. You guys are basically from the Pittsburgh area originally. You either have family there, you have a business there, you still live there, and you travel with these guys. You don't care where you sit. You just want to be there to watch your guys and root them on. But guess what? Tennessee has a pretty good ball club this year.
They got a quarterback.
And not only
what's his name?
Matt Hasselbeck. Used to be Seattle. You know, was in a Super Bowl.
He's a great quarterback.
Yeah, he is. He's
a guy, too.
You know, he's under the radar, which I think he likes. I saw an interview with him this week. He was just so laid back.
He is. He's from Seattle. He's from Boston, but he spent
He
spent a good bit of time in Seattle recently.
He's a BC Eagle is what he is. And I'll tell you what, yeah, except for I'll never let him forget. We're going to take the ball and we're going to score. Remember that?
Yeah.
Against the Packers?
Yeah. And then he threw a pick six.
Stick your foot in your mouth. Anyway, you know, I'm not even going to touch this game either. I like Tennessee all week, but you can't really go against the Steelers, only giving up 3 points at home, Roy. 3 points is all they're giving up. You know, a lot of people, I guarantee you, Pittsburgh's going to, you know, jack this thing up to 4, 4.5, 5 up there. But I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole, because you know who one of my S teams are? Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
For the first time I can ever remember in me handicapping with my style. And by the way, go pick up a USA Today Sports Weekly if you want to really have kind of a little thing to carry along, because we go, you know, I usually have 2 or 3 of them every week. And they give you a breakdown and all the stats of all the teams. That's USA Today Sports Weekly. Let's go over the next game. I mean, we know we're not going to touch Tennessee Pittsburgh. There's really no reason to. James Harrison's out indefinitely. He broke his how did he break his orbital bone? Did somebody poke him in the face?
Chris Johnson's going to have a breakout. He's going to have a hell of a day.
Well, he's just now getting into shape.
Yeah, and the Pittsburgh Steelers, their injury report it looks absolutely ridiculous. Out, 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 out.
They do get two offensive linemen back. They get Ligurski back, and they get another guy back. But, you know, that's not going to be a big – they're not 100%. Anytime somebody comes off the injury list, they're not 100%.
No.
They're not. And they're not going to be
– you think Roethlisberger is 100% for this game?
No, he's like 60.
Yeah, no.
He's wearing a walking boot all week.
Yeah.
I saw him throwing passes in a walking boot on Thursday. Are they going to let him play with that walking boot?
Well, they have to. But on to the next game.
Let's go to the next game.
Tampa Bay +3 over San Francisco 49ers. Where did they come from?
Who in the world thought that these two teams would be a combined 6-2 at this point of the season? How about nobody? Although Tampa started out and didn't look that good. And to be honest with you, they don't look all that great now. But all they're doing is what, Roy? They're winning.
Yeah. It's not pretty, but a W is a W.
No, they don't have to be. And, you know, their coach isn't pretty. I mean, I like this guy. I mean, he's a very good coach. But I like Harbaugh, too. And I can tell you what he's done. He has basically put these guys together in San Francisco, and they believe. And let me tell you, I've also gone on the record. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can win the West this year with a 7-9 record.
Well, the West is terrible.
But if they win today, you know how many wins they need to go 7-9 the rest of the season? 3.
Yeah.
And they're going to win more than 3 games. If they win today, I see San Francisco going 9-7 at worst, maybe even 10-6, and winning that division. It's not going to be the Rams.
Alex Smith actually looks like a quarterback now.
Well, he's got almost 100 rating, and you know why? Jimmy Harbaugh, he's a great quarterback coach.
He coached a guy named Andrew Luck
for
a little bit. So he knows a thing or two about quarterbacks.
Yeah, Andrew Luck, whose dad is the athletic director at the University of West Virginia.
Yep.
Yeah, WVU. I'm Bruce Hall. I'm talking to Roy G. And Roy keeps me straight here.
Try.
Yeah, let me tell you something. If you're listening to us, please tweet me. Let me know what you think of the show at Bruce Hall Sports, or just go to the website. BruceHallSports.com. You can also hear us online on BruceHallSports.com or go to the website at WFAS, 1230 AM, Westchester, New York. Let's go to the next game.
All right.
Because we're not touching Tampa Bay, San Francisco. I just can't do it. Those two teams are very, very even.
They are.
And Tampa's getting 3.
Yeah, it's too close.
That ain't enough.
It's too close to call. So the next game is the Denver Broncos +3.5 over San Diego Chargers?
So last time I checked, last time I checked, you're supposed to have a cough button, but I couldn't find it. Last time I checked, Denver isn't starting Tim Tebow.
No, they're not, which is...
So I'm not playing Denver.
Which, when are they going to figure out that Tim Tebow, as soon as they start him, they're going to go undefeated and never lose again?
You know, they're starting Orton the Elephant, and Kyle Orton the Elephant isn't having a very good year so far. Now, I got to tell you something. He's capable of having a good year.
Kyle Orton is a Norv Turner-type quarterback, where he won't win you any games, but he will look good in the stat column.
Well, I mean, he always
Why isn't he quarterbacking the Chargers? That's what I want to know.
You know, those Purdue quarterbacks are all like that, and there's been a lot of good ones coming out of there, and Kyle Orton's one of them, right? Kyle Orton was a Purdue kid, I'm pretty sure. In San Diego, let me tell you something. What do we know about Norv Turner? He's not that good, right? No. So anything can happen here. Listen, San Diego is in Mile High. They're giving up 3.5 points. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole. I wouldn't even think about it. I don't like the game, but guess what? We're playing, Roy. Look at the total. What do you see right away about that total?
It's low.
46 points? Come on, Phillip Rivers can put up a 40-burger on Denver by himself. And if they put Tebow in the second half,
then it will be
we're
100.
Going over. It's going to be like 70, 80 points. We're taking the over 46 for 5 stars, and we're praying, and I mean this literally because it's Sunday, we're praying to see Tim Tebow.
I would love to see Tim Tebow. If they play Tim Tebow today, I will buy a Tim Tebow jersey before the game starts, and I will not take it off. For the rest of the season. I will wear it every day.
Don't do that because I don't want to see you walking around in a Tim Tebow jersey because they're liable to play him. But let's just say this. If they play him and he comes back and leads a comeback and they beat San Diego at home, then you have to wear the jersey. And if you wear the jersey, I'll buy it for you.
I will voluntarily.
I swear to God, but you've got to wear it to this show every,
I will wear
every week.
It every week.
You got it. Over 46, 5 stars, Denver, San Diego. You know, it's really strange. Denver's given up 110.7 quarterback rating as an average this season. Now, you know who they get back this week? Champ Bailey. Did you know that Denver has given up over 1,000 yards 3 games in a row? It's the first time that they've done that since like the 70s.
Well, look for 4 games in a row because the Chargers, that's what they do. They put up stats. So look for 4 games in a row.
You know, they got a couple of good running backs. I was reading the nice thing about, guys, when you go online on Twitter, anybody listening, look for some of these guys that follow these teams. They come out with some of the most incredible stuff. One thing I found out about Norv Turner, he is Don Coryell. Everything is very simple. I think a lot less of him as an offensive coordinator this week because I read for an hour about Norv Turner and how basic his offense is. That's why people don't have a hard time defending it because he doesn't try to fool anybody. He's like, here's my offense, good luck. Well, in Dallas it worked because he had 9 All-Pros on his offense, including 4 All-Pro offensive linemen, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, Jay Novacek.
Just pick somebody,
Troy
name
Aikman.
Him. Really,
yeah, I mean, and that was a trade that should have never been allowed with Minnesota.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Yeah,
it was
for Herschel Walker. They traded Herschel Walker for a team of all pros.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Anyway, let's go to the next game, Roy. I'm getting excited
The next game is the New England Patriots, which this is going to be a great
this
game.
This is going to be the best game of the year for me because they're going to kick. Oh, wait, we're on in New York.
The New England Patriots -7.5 over the Jets.
Well, this could be a tough game. I know we're on in New York, but listen to me, and I like the Jets.
I've been high on the Jets.
And listen, I'm a little foot fetish myself. I mean, I'm into feet.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Look, man, I mean, I paint my toenails. Here's what I like. You know, this game has been bet down to 7.5 points. It was 9 earlier this week. That means everybody's on the Jets. I think what it is it's an adjustment to the high line. It was a little high. I had them at 7 all week. I mean, when I handicapped them Sunday night after the games last week, I went 7. They were 7-point favorite. But you know what I really love here? How are the Jets going to keep up with New England?
There's only one possible way here, and that's Mark Sanchez.
Now, exactly.
Now, the New England Patriots have like the 31st ranked defense or some. The New England Patriots defense right now.
They don't tackle.
Is sorry.
Yeah, they don't tackle.
They're absolutely sorry.
Well, they're doing it with, you know, that's just what they've got.
So Sanchez needs to either show the world that he's not the suck that was last week against the Ravens.
Right.
Or it's time for the Jets to maybe move somewhere else. Because if he can't put up just even a shy of halfway decent numbers against this defense, then Mark Sanchez is not the truth.
You
he's not the boy prodigy that they've made him out to be, putting him all over GQ.
You know what, though? He's not mobile.
He's not.
He's about as mobile as Tom Brady. Well, as a matter of fact, Tom Brady might move his feet better to get the passes off.
They knew that when they drafted him, though.
Why? Mark,
he wears those offensive lineman knee braces.
You know, the Redskins almost drafted him. Why did everybody want him? He wasn't that good.
He had a good first. I mean, he has led
those
this team.
USC quarterbacks just aren't that good, Pat Hayden.
He has led this team to two straight AFC Championships games.
Yeah, he
so
has.
He's not.
But wouldn't you say
he's
that
not
he
Kyle
was just
Bowler.
But wouldn't you say he was just along for the ride, though?
Yeah, I agree.
Isn't his percentage of completions like in the mid-80s or something?
It's terrible.
Mid-50s, I mean.
He's bad.
Mid-50s. You know what? Let's do this. Let's tell everybody what I'm doing. I'm taking New England, minus the points, for a mile play. 3 to 4 stars. But guess where we're going to make our plug here? In the over. Because if the Jets are going to stay, look, they're going to light this thing up. There's going to be a lot of scoring in this game.
I think so, too.
And I think it's going to be one of the most exciting games of the afternoon. And I'm going to tell you what, I hope that the Jets stay close long enough to get to hit that over. I'm Bruce Hall, and I want the over in that game. This is Bruce Hall's second opinion. Let's go to the next game, Roy.
The next game is a rematch game. These two teams hate each other. The Green Bay Packers, -5.5 at the Atlanta Falcons. Now, do these teams know each other?
This was my NFC Player of the Year last year in the playoffs. And I went to, for those of you that followed me last year that know who I am, that are from Virginia and Maryland and D.C. and elsewhere.
Canada.
Yeah, or just friends of mine that call me every week and bug the crap out of me. And I love you. I love all of
What's
you.
What's that saying? I'm big in Japan.
Yeah, I'm huge in Mogadishu. Listen, the Packers are the best team in the NFL right now. They were the best team in the NFL going in the playoffs last year. The Green Bay Packers, there's some stat out there. Before last year's playoff championship game with Atlanta, in Atlanta, because Atlanta had a better record than Green Bay. Remember, Green Bay didn't host a game.
Atlanta still is coming out saying that they were the better team.
They're terrible. Let me just tell you this. Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. Aaron Rodgers throws with probably more precision than everybody except maybe Brady, and they're probably about the same.
And a lot of people don't know that he was the second leading rushing quarterback last year.
Well, here's the other thing, too. He's extremely athletic. He doesn't take bad hits usually, although he did get dinged once last year. Mm-hmm. But his quarterback rating indoors is over 130. I think 134.7 is perfect, isn't it? That means that when he doesn't have wind, and when he's, you know, when he's indoors without too much noise, because Green Bay plays outside.
Yeah.
These
in
are all on the road.
Cold.
He has a 130 quarterback rating. He loves being indoors. That's why we made him our NFC Player of the Year last year. Actually, they were getting points. They were getting 3 last year, I want to say, in that game. Maybe even 4.5. This year, they're a 6-point favorite. They're actually 5.5 now. The total's 53.5. I'm taking Green Bay minus the points here because the Packers are a better team.
Much better.
Than they were this time last year. And Atlanta is a far worse team than they were last year.
Yeah.
A lot of people think Michael Turner's lost a step.
Well, he's not. His stats don't look very good.
He's getting hit a lot.
He is getting hit a lot. And you know Atlanta has a problem with their offensive line when their leading receiver is not Roddy White and it's Tony Gonzalez.
Roddy White is dropping passes left and right, too. And
what's that telling you when your leading receiver is your tight end, that you're checking down?
Yeah. And I think, there's not a lot of confidence there. And I got to tell you something. When Atlanta beat the Eagles earlier this season, that was pure luck. Vic went out. That game was over if Vic stays in.
Yeah.
Vic hits his own lineman, gets dinged. He walks off the field making an ass of himself, And then he stays there. And Atlanta came back and won. That was pure luck. And now we're finding out that Eagle team wasn't all that great to begin with. They're really not that good. They're in last place in the NFC East, and they may lose today.
Wait, you mean they're not the dream team?
No, they're not. They're a bad dream team. They're like the worst dream that you can put. They're like a horror dream. Green Bay is going to cover this spread for 5 stars, and I'm going to take the I'm not even touching the over. You know why? Because I think Green Bay wins this game 38-10, and it doesn't go over. I think their defense is – they're going to put a lot of pressure on Matt Ryan.
They blitz more than any other team in the league.
Yeah.
They send the house.
Yeah. Matthews doesn't have the – he doesn't have the sacks he had last year, but he's got more quarterback pressures. And you know what they do? They make you real nervous.
Yeah.
Now, they got a couple of guys out on defense, the Pack, but – you know, Atlanta's got some guys out. And one thing that hasn't improved since last year, Roy, is Atlanta's defense. Their secondary is not very good. That's not what you want to hear when you're going in, when you're going in. Let's go to the next game.
The next game is the Monday night game. Who it's a team that we have both been extremely high on, and that is the Detroit Lions -5 over the Chicago Bears.
You need to call me, or you need to go to my website, BruceHallSports.com. I'm going to give you everything about this game tomorrow, but I'm going to tease you right now. We're playing it, and you know daggone well which side we're going to be on. Let me tell you something. Detroit is not only going to win this game, they're going to cover, and I'll tell you another thing they're going to do. They got a shot at being 8-0. 8-0, Roy. They have a shot to be 8-0 at the bye week. I think they're going to do it.
Which is ridiculous.
Well, no, but I think they're going to do it. Now, I only have them going 11-5 for the season because the second half of their season's tough. But we're going to take them because Matthew Stafford and your guy, what do you call him?
Megatron,
Calvin Johnson, and their tight end, Gresham.
And Pettigrew.
Brandon Pettigrew, you're right. Gresham's on another team. But, you know, when I see one, I see the other. They look exactly the same. They're both great receivers. I honestly think that, number one, they've got the greatest. Kyle Orton is just, it's just going to be terribly ugly for the Chicago Bears tomorrow night. You're going to see a lot of cussing on the bench. You're going to see, I think the over-under for sacks tomorrow with the Lions and Bears, that's going to be the. Do you realize that's going to be the Lions Super Bowl? That's the first Monday night game they've had in 10 years, and it's the first time they've won 8 in a row since the early '60s.
If the Lions don't punt the ball to Devin Hester, this could be a blowout.
No, they need to kick the ball out of bounds no matter what. Yeah, absolutely, I totally agree with that. Look, we're going to be wrapping up here in a second, Roy. You got is there any play that you like that I haven't even talked about? You like the Lions, right?
I love the Lions, but I really like the Arizona Cardinals.
You like that this week?
I like the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh God, they're on the road.
I like Kevin Cobb to Fitzgerald all day over the Vikings.
Well, you know they are going to be able to throw the ball against.
I think Kevin Cobb. I got a couple fantasy plays, and that's Kevin Cobb, Javid Best. And of course, Matthew Stafford, you got to play. I mean, the whole Lions squad. If you have a Lion, play him this week.
All right, listen, I want to thank Kyle Kachorik, who's back at the station. Kyle, thanks for all your help. This is Bruce Hall. I'm talking to Roy G.
Yes, sir.
Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Have fun today. It's a beautiful day here, and it's a beautiful day everywhere except Jacksonville. We'll see you next week.